has been teaching that the first foundation is to be someone who is watching, to periodically examine what we're doing, and to assess, are we doing the things that will give Hashem nachas, to get us reward in the world to come, or are we doing things that are missing out on the purpose of life, and we should take advantage of our time here to try to achieve as much as possible. There's a short amount of time that a person has in this world, but that's really going to set the tone for everything in the next world. So it's very, very precious. You know, think about in real estate, if you have a very small area and everybody wants to be there, Manhattan, so then every little bit becomes very precious. There's such a demand and there's such a small supply. So here, you know, the mitzvos, it's the short amount of time that we have to do these mitzvos, and they're so precious. So we really need to realize how valuable every moment is, how valuable mitzvos are, and take advantage. So now, Mesillas Yesharim is going to address practical advice, how to get into that frame of mind, how to get into the frame of mind of zehirus, of being careful, and maximizing the opportunities that we have. So Mesillas Yesharim teaches like this: Hinema Shenevias Adam Al Derech Klal El Azehirus. What is the thing that brings people generally to being careful? Limud HaTorah. It's learning Torah. The best way to become someone who really starts to pay attention to details and to getting the details done right is through learning Torah. When you learn a lot of Torah, then your whole orientation changes. Online now, they have so many resources. So there's a website called Beinenu. So this is a group in Israel. They're videoing Rabbanim, and they're linking to a lot of sheets. Because in Israel, for many years, different yeshivos or shuls or different Rabbanim, they write up, you know, like what this Rav said on the Parsha. They send out a sheet on Thursdays. So hundreds and hundreds of sheets. So one of the popular sheets is things from Rav Steinman of blessed memory. He passed away this year. So it's called Ka'ayal Ta'arog, because his name was Aaron Yehuda Leib. So Ayal, Ka'ayal Ta'arog. So they have there all sorts of things from him. So one thing they had there was a speech that he gave to a group that had made a siyum on Maseches Erevin. So he said, you learn Maseches Erevin, it's unbelievable, it's so complex, the details of what is Rishus Sarabim, what is Rishus Hayachid, and most of it is not even about that, it's about Mavui. If you have a street with three walls and courtyards that open up into the street, so you have two semi-public areas, courtyards plus the three-walled street. So, you know, he goes through the details of Mavui and Eruv and how you combine the Chatzeros together, or you combine the people in the Chatzer together. So Steinman said, when you learn, you realize that there are laws about everything. Every little detail of life, there's a rule. Do it this way, don't do it that way, this is the way to do it. So you have laws in Erevin, you have laws of marriage, you have laws of Shabbos, and Yom Tov. The learning of Torah makes a person very sensitive to the idea that there's a tremendous amount of law, enormous amount of detail. And then through that learning, a person, when he becomes aware that there is law, he's also inspired to try to fulfill the law. So he suddenly becomes much more careful. What's the right way to do it? How do I do it right? I don't want to do it wrong. So the first piece to zehirus, to being very careful, is limud haTorah. That's what Ramchal says. What brings a person to zehirus is the learning of Torah. When you learn Torah, you become very sensitive to all the details, to all the rules. And you realize that the Torah really is rules about all of life. You think about Shas. It governs everything from planting, you know, not to crossbreed and to leave things for the poor, peah, to the details of, you know, different objects and Maseches Kelim. you know, an earthenware object, a wooden object, what becomes tameh, what's tahor. There are details of really every single aspect of life. Every aspect of life has a detail. And what inspires us to be careful about the details is the learning of Torah. So says Ramchal, that's already in this lesson of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Hu masham Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. This is what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says. Torah mevia liyidei zehiros. The study of Torah is what inspires a person to becoming careful. The first goal in trying to climb the ladder of living a meaningful life is to be careful about things. Torah study, that's what leads a person to being careful. So when you study the laws and the Torah, then you start to try to become careful. Amnam al derech prada mevi lezeh. Now Ramchal says, within Torah, it's not what I've been saying. I've been saying that when you learn the Gemara or the Halacha, so then you become aware of all the details. Ramchal says something else. Ramchal says that when you learn the importance of learning, when you become aware of how valuable and how meaningful it is, so then you start to be very careful about all the details. Amnam al derech prata mevi lezeh, the detail of what will bring to Zahirus, who hisbonanus al chomer ha'avoda asher chayev ba'adam, thinking about the awesomeness of the service that a person needs to do, for ome kadin aleha, and the enormous judgment about it. V'yetze lozem in a'iyun b'masim aksuv m'sifri ha'kodesh, and he can get this through thinking about the stories in the holy books, and thinking about the lessons of our sages, Hamaorim Alzeh, that inspire a person about this. So Ramchal is arguing that maybe what can inspire us to be careful about all the details is if we realize how big a deal every mitzvah is, and a little bit, and this is the approach of the Baalei Mussar, how high the standards are. And how a little thing wrong really can cost a great deal. And, you know, for small things wrong, an enormous amount was lost because of a little amount that was wrong. So this is... What's that?
It's really a contradictory level, because like you're going the value of the... it's not just about the detail and the content, it's also about the value, right? So of what we're doing, but of this specific action, but... but if one little thing goes wrong, as mentioned just now, it's then it can kind of cause a lot of problems, and so it's more of like, isn't that?
So I think that the approach here is that learning about the values will inspire us that this is a really, really big deal. You know, the stakes here are very, very high. Again, as a parable, let's say somebody is trying to make a huge deal. He's trying to get a loan from a bank for $1 billion. So the stakes are very high. This is $1 billion he's trying to get. He wants to make sure that every T is crossed, every I is dotted. This is a really, really big deal. You know, it's sad to say this story, but I remember when I was first in the rabbinate, 20 years ago, so I was involved in an effort to try to do outreach programming in Midtown Manhattan. So we rented the Hyatt Hotel, and we had beginner services for Yom Kippur at the Hyatt Hotel. So I remember the guy who was helping us out, his name was Steve Eisenberg. He's still around. He's on the West Side. He's an investment banker. You know Steve Eisenberg on the West Side? Yeah, he's very, very involved with communal stuff. So he told this story. It's a crazy story. So we're in the Hyatt Hotel, 42nd Street. He said, you know, little details matter a lot. If you'll notice, there's only one Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan, the Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street. There's no other Hyatt Hotel anywhere else in Manhattan. That's a strange thing, because you go anywhere else in the world, and, you know, every couple blocks they have Hyatt Hotels. So Manhattan is prime, you know, location. You have tourists from all over the world coming, and there's businessmen coming, so why is there only one Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan? So the answer is that the Hyatt Hotel originally, that area was a very run-down area. It was very seedy and dirty, and it wasn't considered a very nice area. And the person who had the stroke of genius to realize that that is a very good area was Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, he had the vision that that spot, it was, I think, a hotel called the Commodore Hotel, but that spot right on top of Grand Central is an amazing spot. Tons of people. People would love to have a hotel there. It's very convenient. That's a place for a great hotel. So he had that vision. He bought this old Commodore Hotel. And he was looking for a very prominent brand, like a really good brand, be high quality. People would want to go to this brand. They would come to this hotel. So he had the idea that the Hyatt brand, that would really make it. Like if it was a Hyatt hotel, wow, that would really mark luxury. So he went to the Pritzker family up in Chicago, because they didn't have any hotels in Manhattan yet. And he told them, he pitched this idea to them. This is going to be a great spot. It's going to be a lot of people, even though it was considered very risky because it was a very seedy area. But it's going to be great, and there are tons of people. This is going to be a fantastic location. We should put the Hyatt Hotel there. So they went back and forth, and they agreed they would put their brand there. They would run the hotel. He owned the real estate, and they would put up the name Hyatt Hotel. But then he said, one second, I gave you this idea that this area can be really good. It's going to be great. And then 5 years from now, you're going to find, you know, two blocks away, you're going to put up another Hyatt Hotel. And this hotel is going to be destroyed. So it's not going to be fair. You have to agree that there's exclusivity, no other Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. So they said, it's crazy. Manhattan's huge. It's true, we're not there now, but, you know, we'll give you maybe three blocks, but not that we're not going to put up any other Hyatt Hotel anywhere in Manhattan. So they said, Bedafka, we will put up a Hyatt Hotel elsewhere if it works, but within these three blocks, we won't put up hotels. So they wrote into the contract, we agree that outside of these three blocks, we can put up another Hyatt Hotel. These three blocks, didn't say anything. They went back and forth, they insisted, he said, okay, he agreed. Finally, it was the day to sign the final contract. He said, I need to see the contract. He got the contract, he's looking at it, he said, you know, I don't like this. Outside of these three blocks, we agree not to put in another Hyatt Hotel. So he added the word not. That outside of the box, we agreed not to put up another Hyatt Hotel. And they weren't there. The guy, the patriarch of the family, he wasn't there. It was like his son or his nephew who was there in New York. And they signed it. He came back and he showed his dad the contract. And dad said, what? It says we're not going to put up a hotel? But the whole point was that we were going to put up hotels. But that's it. The contract held because he put in that word, and that's why there's no other Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. So when Steve Eisenman told the story, he said, you know, Donald Trump did this, you know, he's not exactly going to be a friend with Jay Pritzker anymore after he put in this word, but that was it. That one little word, you know, it stuck the whole company. Now they were stuck. Now they couldn't put any other hotels. So the little details, they matter when we're dealing with very consequential matters. So Ramchal is arguing that if we feel that the divine service is very consequential, the stakes are very, very high, then we will care about every little detail. If we realize that there were some great people that for little things they lost out, then as a result we'll care about every single detail, and we'll try to fulfill every detail.
And also, I guess you'll kind of pay attention. If you're, for example, filling out your taxes, you don't really pay attention to some of the lines above. You don't really kind of have a good sense of what's happening. You get to the end, and your tax liability can be high or low, yeah. And you want to kind of along the way make sure you're very honest and kind of very straight.
But you also don't want to, you know, like disturb or ruin your like shtadlus and your intentions towards like the value of enjoying this moment, enjoying this experience, you know.
But maybe when
by getting
too tense,
so tensed up and so much anxiety over the details.
So that's a sort of a counter argument. But Reb Chaim's argument is that if we realize that these are very consequential, so then we'll try to make sure that we watch what we do and get it done right. So therefore, he says, "Hine yesh bizbonus hazeh ha'aros ha'aros b'hadragal ashlemi hadas v'pchusimehem v'lachol ha'amon kulam." So there are all sorts of levels here for those who are of a higher religious level, those who are on a lesser religious level. The Shleimei Adas, to those who have a good, you know, understanding, what inspires them is the realization that Shleimus, in other words, real good service, that's what they should want and nothing else. There's nothing worse than being far away from getting things right. Once that becomes clear to them, they realize that what will get us to Shleimus are good deeds and good character. So then they're not willing to reduce all these things that bring to perfection, or to be lenient about them, because it's clear to them. If they're not going to be people of good character or good deeds, or if the efforts are going to be weak, without all the strength that we should put in, then we won't really get to the good perfection. We're going to lose out, just like we lost out in our efforts. And then we're going to be missing out on perfection, which is a very great misfortune. That's where they'll be careful to do all the things right and to be careful with all the details. They won't in any way not be concerned. And they know we need to reach perfection, we need to reach a godly life. And these are the details needed to reach a godly life. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says, Ashri Adam Mefachei Tamid. Praises the person who's always concerned. As our sages say, that's a reference to being concerned about learning Torah and fulfilling the Torah in the right way. That's what's called fear of sin. It's one of the greatest levels. A person should always be concerned and worried. Maybe I'm doing a little bit of a sin. And that's going to, heaven forbid, prevent me from reaching perfection, which is what I'm trying to reach. That's what the Gemara says. That each person will be burned from the canopy of his friend. Ramchal says that the idea that in the next world, one tzaddik feels bad that another tzaddik reached more. It's not that it's jealousy. We're not interested in being jealous. The idea is that our objective is to be as holy as possible. So if I see that that person reached more holiness, I realize there are all sorts of things that I should have been doing that I didn't do, and I feel bad for myself. Not that I'm jealous of what he has. I'm just feeling bad for myself that I didn't achieve the goal, and my goal is to reach as great perfection as I possibly can reach. So therefore, one level of being inspired to being careful is that, you know, there's so much to do and there's so much to achieve, and therefore I want to be very careful about every detail. Then another level, which is for those who are of a lesser level, Ramchal is going to say, is that you can think about how throughout our religion, for small things, the stakes were very high, right? For example, you know, Chazal say that Yosef died before all of his other brothers because when his brothers were coming to Egypt and he was pretending to be an Egyptian and not to be Yosef, they kept referring to Yaakov as Avdecha, as your servant, our father. Avdecha Avinu, your servant, our father. And Yosef should have said, no, don't do that. That's not respectful. It's not respectful to refer to an old man, Yaakov, as a servant. But the truth is, there was a whole plan here. Yosef was trying to pretend to be an Egyptian. And it's what they were saying. It's not what he was telling them or doing. So, and yet it was considered a bad thing on the part of Yosef. So we see from that, that even small things, small stakes, you know, have very, small acts have very high stakes. You know, Reuven moves the bed of Yaakov, and for that he loses the Bechorah. So when we think about how there are small, even small acts can have very great consequences, that could also inspire us to be Zahirim, to be careful, try to get every detail right. And that's ultimately when we get the details right, we're achieving Shlemos, perfection, and what Hashem wants us to achieve in this world. Thank you, guys. Tizkut mitzvahs.